Oregon State's Trace Tinkle will join us later on, plus Matt Preem, 24/7 Sports in the final segment. We'll get to the 2-2 and the best thing that happened today. But first on the BFT, an in-studio conversation with Landon Lucas, former high school star at Westview, Sunset. Yep. There was that one year you were in Vegas, but come on. You're
all over the place.
You're a Portland baller, man.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me.
Dude, yeah. How you been?
I've been good. I've been all over the place and happy to be back here in Portland for a little while.
You played your college ball for Bill Self at KU this time of year. I know it wasn't all that long ago, right?
Yeah.
It was only a couple years ago, but do the memories of playing in a Kansas uniform start to come to the forefront of your mind this time of year?
They do. It is much more fun to enjoy March Madness from a fan side. As a player, especially, you know, going into it as my last couple seasons, we were the number one overall seed, and the pressure those first couple games is just through the roof. So it is very fun as a fan to go ahead and cheer for the Jayhawks and watch them play.
What were your nerves like as you got ready to play a college basketball game? Was it any different from playing in high school?
It was a little different, but you know, the nerves really weren't there as much so close to the game. God, I mean, at the end of the day, it was still basketball. It's something I've done my whole life, and so it would definitely calm down as the game got closer, and then as soon as tip-off started, they were usually gone. But they're there, especially a few days before a big game or something. You're watching all this stuff on TV, all the pregame hype and stuff. So you can only think about it leading up to the game.
We were talking a little bit during the commercial break about, you know, you growing up in this area and being a big Oregon Duck fan.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've told the story before, but the recruiting process that you had, and mm-hmm. I know the Ducks were going after you hard.
Yeah.
As was Kansas, clearly. Yeah. The attraction to a program like KU ultimately had to have been almost impossible to pass up.
Yeah, I mean, I really was looking Pac-12 early on, especially with my father, Richard Lucas, playing at Oregon. I had, you know, a big attraction to be a Duck and took many visits there, was a huge Duck football fan, so went to all the games. But I did take my one visit to Kansas, and it was against when they played Missouri for the last time in the game that went into overtime.
Wow.
And after that, and after seeing, you know, the history there and seeing the fans and all that, it was really hard for me to go anywhere else. I mean, I knew I wanted to be there. I knew it was going to be a challenge, but it was a challenge that I really wanted. And so I decided to go play there.
You know, when we see recruits make their commitments and their signing decisions all the time now, there's a wave of blowback to these guys. I would imagine your case was no different. It was a pretty high profile, you know, in-state recruiting case yours was between Oregon and KU. What kind of blowback did you get?
There was a ton. There was a ton, to be honest. And that's what made my last game being against Oregon so much bigger. I mean, as I said before, I didn't really get nervous for too many games. That one was one of them I did stay nervous for. I mean, having it be my dad's school, a school that obviously a lot of friends wanted me to go to, family, and then having said no to go to Kansas. And now I'm playing them to go to the Final Four. It's my senior year, of course. It just was like, oh, of course this would be, you know, where this came to. And so, you know, I was definitely, you know, nervous for that one. And it was, of course, that's how it would happen, right?
So, yeah, I mean, you can't even script something like that.
Yeah, that's how it seemed. I mean, you know, the whole week leading up, my dad is on Talking Ducks. So he's, you know, doing all the Oregon stuff, doing all the interviews, and I'm getting text messages from everybody back home. And then on top of it, we were pretty good favorites after just beating Purdue pretty handily. So it just added a little bit more. And of course, all it takes is one bad night and bad shooting night. And we did not play well that night.
Well, I remember, you know, going into that game, just sizing up KU's lineup, sizing up Oregon's lineup, and being like cautiously optimistic for Oregon, but they were a 3 seed. You guys obviously were the 1 seed.
Yeah.
But I look at your lineup, man. They had yourself at the 5. You got Frank Mason III, who was one of the most
fantastic.
Man, the leadership you provide, obviously an experienced player, just a savvy player. That it seems like on every great college team, there's a point guard like that.
He was huge.
Yeah, and Devontae Graham.
Devontae was big time.
Sphi
was big time, and then you had Josh, who was a dog as a freshman. I mean, yeah, it. I mean, that's why it was like, and we were in Kansas City.
Right.
We were down the road at a place where I played probably 15, 20 times. You know, with a
Sprint Center,
packed
right?
out the Sprint Center,
yeah.
packed full of Kansas fans. We had they had something crazy, like 100,000 people outside the stadium or the arena watching on a big screen TV. I mean, it was something I've never seen before. The streets were packed, and we had all that home court, that team and everything, and we were very confident after coming off of that last Sweet 16 game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you mentioned that you were individually pretty nervous because of the personal ramifications of Kansas-Oregon. I can't even imagine what that would have been like for you. But collectively, as a unit, you guys are the top seed coming off that big win over Purdue. Only four losses all year to that point. Were you guys pretty confident that you were going to win that game?
For sure. We were confident, very confident, actually. And you know, I don't think we had too many nerves outside of myself with the Oregon connection. I wouldn't if it wasn't for that. I mean, I remember the year before we were playing Villanova in the Elite Eight, and we were just, you know, out there having fun. You know, a couple shots didn't go our way, but, you know, we were confident both years, my junior and senior year. We had some great teams, you know, both number one seeds and got to the Elite Eight and just couldn't quite get over that hump. And it kind of set up perfectly that senior year, but we just couldn't get over the hump.
I remember obviously watching you play at Westview and Sunset, but at KU especially, I mean, you seem to, you know, thicken up, muscle up even more than what you were in your high school days. You were a tank, man. I was just looking at you physically, and I'm like, I know Jordan Bell is 6'7", but, you know, Landon's going to be a load to deal with. You had 9 points in that game too, four for 9 from the floor.
Yeah, I mean, it was just tough. It was one of those ones where you, right after the game, you're just looking back and you're just like, wow, like that was a tough one.
Right.
And that season had really been on a steady incline up for the whole team. We were kind of gelling together, getting going, and that's the thing about the tournament, man. All it takes is just one game.
Right.
That's all it is. And so it's great from a fan's perspective because it's fun to watch. But it does take that one game, and unfortunately we had that one game and one of the most important ones. So.
We're talking to Landon Lucas right now on the Bald-Faced Truth in the BFT Radio Network, Portland, Eugene, Klamath Falls, statewide. Obviously, you know, Kansas, they had this crazy streak of Big 12 championships, regular season championships. They just got snapped this week. Did you hear it from any of your friends? Would KU snap that streak?
Yeah, I definitely did. And, you know, it's weird because it's been going on for so long that it almost is just – it's weird hearing somebody else as a, you know, Big 12 champs. But it was a great streak. I'm very, very fortunate to be a part of it. And, you know, it had to come to an end at some point, and this was the year. And it took the perfect storm of injuries and, you know, off-the-court issues that really led to this. And they were still right in it kind of towards the end. But, you know, it does hurt, especially because Kansas State is now the ones to kind of dethrone us. So, but yeah, it was great to be a part of. And looking back on it really this year with it ending, there's been a lot of reflection on it. And I'm just very, very happy to be a part of it.
What was the meanest thing that Bill Self said to you during a practice or a game?
Oh, well, the funny story I had was after my sophomore year and I had started playing and starting quite a bit and had a very good end to the season. And I was kind of, you know, feeling myself a little bit, and we went on a trip overseas to Korea, and I wasn't playing well, and he told me that he wanted me to swim home from Korea and just to go ahead and, you know, just get a taxi from the – this is at halftime of the game. He said, get a taxi and go ahead and swim home because, you know, we don't want you here. And it was just funny because, you know, looking back at it, our bond grew so much. But, you know, those now we can laugh at it. But there's times where, you know, some people don't make it to later on in the career at schools like that because, you know, you have a coach on you, then you're getting recruited over. I mean, it's tough. And so I'm very happy that I was able to get out of there, you know, having a successful career.
Yeah, I mean, you see that in football programs and basketball programs as well, too. It's funny because coaches have to be hard asses, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because you're talking about 18 to 22-year-olds.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be a little stiff-necked.
Yeah.
Guys that were damn good in high school with everybody talking them up, hyping them up, how good they've always been.
Yeah.
And then you get that sharp critique and criticism of your play with the overall goal to get the maximum out of you, but it's in the immediacy, that's got to hurt to get coached up like that.
For sure, especially knowing that they can go get another one of you right away. You know, and there's some schools and stuff that, you know, the players kind of know, okay, good luck finding, you know, another guy in my position as good or as talented. But at a school like Kansas, if they don't already have a few sitting right there behind you on the bench, they can go out and get one in a heartbeat. So, it definitely is tough, but it takes a tough mind to make it through that. So,
I got a couple more things I want to run by you. Yeah. Can you stay for one more segment?
Of course,
All right. We're going to go. We'll hit the commercial break. I've got a funny story that I want to share with you from our high school days.
Oh,
our paths have crossed in a strange way already,
unbeknownst
to you. Plus, Landon's got a cool business venture going on, too. We'll get his thoughts on that. More with Landon Lucas in studio here on the BFT and the BFT Radio Network coming up. All right, welcome back to the Bald-Faced Truth BFT Radio Network. Judah Nubian for John Canzano, and continuing our in-studio conversation with Landon Lucas, former prep star at Westview and Sunset, and, of course, Kansas Jayhawk, big man. He knows a thing or two about getting ready to play games in March Madness. And
just a few.
And I apologize on the front end, but you know our listening audience, they wanted to know about that Kansas.
Oh, it's okay. I figured. I get asked about it all the time here in Portland, so I figured.
And in addition to Landon, his father, Richard Lucas, former player at the University of Oregon, as well, joining us in studio. Richard, it's good to meet you as well.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And what's it like, you know, with Landon watching him play his college ball? It's wrapped up for the last couple of years, and now, from what I understand, a little business venture going on.
Yeah, it was unbelievable to watch him play at such a high level. I will tell you that I'm really surprised you brought up that last game because it was truly heartbreaking to watch, and it was really difficult. I mean, I had several people ask me questions about who are you rooting for, and I'm like, are you crazy? I'm rooting for my child. So when that went down the way it was, you know, obviously I was happy for the program, but you know, I was really sad for Landon because he worked really hard to get to that point.
Yeah, and we talked with him as well. The recruiting dynamic between Oregon and KU is a pretty high-profile recruiting case here in the state of Oregon. What was that like for you to go through as a father?
You know, one of the things I wanted to do was to make sure that I helped him navigate all of the nuances of recruiting. And I never wanted to say, hey, you go here. I wanted it to ultimately be his decision because there's going to be some day when he's upset and in his dorm ticked off. And I didn't want him coming back to me saying, you told me to go somewhere. I wanted it to be his decision 100%.
Right.
So, you know, I knew that the schools that were recruiting him, the high level schools that were recruiting him, that he was going to make at least have a choice of a really fine institution. I really could have cared less where he went in the end, as long as he was happy.
Landon, high school class of 2012?
Yes, correct.
At Westview?
Correct. Yes.
Technically?
Yeah.
When it was all said and done?
Mm-hmm.
So I did a sports announcing for McMinnville High School.
Okay.
Class of 2010. Shout out, Grizz.
Yeah.
Go Grizz.
My senior year, we went up against, you guess, Sunset.
Oh, is that correct?
In the playoffs. I think you were a sophomore at Sunset.
Oh.
And we had to play. It was Sunset McMinnville early on. I think it was second round of the playoffs.
I remember
maybe first round. And you killed us, man. I think you had like 8 block shots.
I do remember that game.
I think I remember that.
All right.
It was ironic because I didn't get to go because I had a job shadow with the Trailblazers that day.
Yeah.
They were playing the Pacers, but I remember getting the live score updates, and it was Landon Lucas dunk, Landon Lucas and one, Landon Lucas block shot, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This guy's killing us right now, and you beat Mick Mitchell. You remember that game at all?
I do. Now that you bring it up, I do. I mean, it was a fun time. That sophomore year was fun for us, and that was one of the last seasons that they played at the Rose Garden in the state tournament. And so I had a great time, and I do remember that game. So
I think you broke Kevin Love's rebounding record in that tournament.
Year? Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So that's my sophomore year.
How many?
That was a big
I don't remember what it was overall. I just remember we looked it up, and I gave you this goal of, hey, can you beat Kevin Love's rebounding record? And you were like, okay. And I'm like, all right, that worked.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell me about this new business venture you got going, Landon.
Yeah, well, I'm taking a quick break from basketball, and I'm back in Portland and working on moving not only my foundation from Kansas City here to Portland, Oregon, but also starting up this business, Seeker. And we just launched on Sunday. We had a big launch party. We rented out Cinetopia, showed Captain Marvel. It was a great time. But this business is a platform that is making finding insurance a lot easier. And so we are the matchmaker. And if you go on to seekerinsurance.com, it really connects the consumers with the agent in a new way that hasn't been done before. And so you go in, you enter in your information. We keep your personal information private, send the agents what they need, and then you'll get quotes back from some of the top ones like State Farm and Nationwide, Allstate, all those ones that if you go onto an online comparison site right now, you wouldn't get. And in one business day, you have quotes in one email, and it's simple, easy, and we're very excited to get this out because we really feel like it could change the way that people compare and shop for insurance.
Now, I know your dad knows a thing or two about finance and insurance.
He
but
does.
What made you want to go out on your own with Seeker?
Well, you know, there was a lot hearing him and his complaints from the agent side about this process and how it was just flawed, and there needed to be a new way to do it from the agent side. And then we also realized that it's flawed from the consumer side. And so there had to be something done about it. And a few years of trying to figure what that thing is, and we finally got to this point where we have this platform that really does make it easier for both sides. So it's been great having, you know, his knowledge as well as some other agents on our advisory board who can really show what is needed from them and how to make the process easier. And now we are here, and we're officially live in Portland, and soon to be live in Kansas City as well.
No kidding. Do you have a date for the Kansas City launch at
all? Hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll be out there. So I'll be traveling out there in 2 weeks. And we're hoping to have another launch party out there and get it out there to some of the Kansas fans and where I went to school. So.
Right on, man. You got both demos covered.
Yeah.
What about your foundation?
So my foundation was started right after I graduated school. And we really work with underprivileged youth to create access and opportunity for sports. Sports teaches you so much more than just, you know, what you learn on the court or field or whatever it is. And so we really want no kid to be left out of it because of finances and stuff like that. So we provide fees, equipment, anything that's needed for these kids to participate in sports. And so we're very happy to have that now here in Portland, where I have a very close connection, and we're teaming up with some great foundations out here moving forward into the summer. And very, very excited to get it opened and started here.
Landon, man, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in. And
yeah,
people can find more information at seekerinsurance.com. Is that right?
Yes, correct. So go on, check it out, and give it a try. We really feel like everybody will like this process a lot easier than the way it was done before.
Awesome. Landon Lucas, appreciate the time. Richard Lucas, good to meet you today as well, sir.
Good to have met you as well.
That's more BFT coming up. Trace Tinkle, forward with Oregon State, will be joining us in 90 seconds time here on the BFT and the BFT Radio Network.